flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola! All right, Mark, you understand how this here game is played.
Sure do.
Fantastic. As always, you have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem, and finally today, Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to extreme violence.
Let's do Seriously.
In San Francisco, a McDonald's worker called 911 after an angry lady threatened her and her crew over something that was not a very big deal. As the story goes, the woman stopped in to pick up her food, which I know is crazy that someone physically walked into a fast food restaurant instead of using the drive-thru, but here we are. Anyway, the woman sent her young kids back inside claiming that the French fries they ordered were not in the bag. An employee told them to have their mom bring the receipt in and they'd make it right. Pretty simple. However, instead of coming in with the receipt, the mom came in pissed off and threatened several employees and told them she had a weapon in her purse. Now, she was still there when the cops got there, and it turned out that she wasn't lying. She did have a weapon in her purse, but her 9-year-old daughter was holding the bag, quote-unquote, for safekeeping. Now, in case you're wondering, the bag in question was a $400 Marc Jacobs purse. The French fries cost $4.89. Anyway, she was arrested and faces charges of child endangerment and making criminal threats. The question we have for you is, what was her weapon of choice that she had on her? It was just in the bag that her child was holding. Was it old school? Was it a gun? Was it a knife? Was it pepper spray or was it a hammer? So gun, knife, pepper spray, or hammer. What did this woman have in her $400 purse over her $4.89 bag of fries?
I like the hammer idea.
I mean, that's what I'd use.
What do you guys think?
I'm going to go hammer time. It just seems ridiculous. Is that what you're going to go with?
Okay, got two hammers.
I mean, usually I like to be different, but I'm with you. For some reason, it's such an expensive handbag that of course it has a hammer in it.
We're all going hammer.
Hammer time.
Did she ever got a knife, a pepper spray, or a hammer? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
You are
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Category is Seriously on Profile This Week in San Francisco, where McDonald's workers were attacked by a woman because she had a problem. No fries were included in her bag of food.
That is correct.
So she first, I guess, sent her kids into the restaurant. Then she came in afterward and started giving people the business. I gave her one child her bag to hold, which did, in fact, have a weapon inside.
Yes.
Question is, was it a gun, knife, pepper spray, or a hammer?
And Mark, that is a question we posed to you, but you think along the lines of Miles Montgomery and D. Ted Smith. All three of you went hammer. That's a $400 Marc Jacobs bag, and oddly enough, somehow that makes sense. But that is not the answer. No, in this case, she straight up had a gun. Oh, yeah.
I mean, she that rolled makes in more with sense.
It does make more sense. Hence, that's why the cops were like, hey, your kid's holding a bag, not with a hammer in it, but with your gun. And you're freaking out about the french fries. By the way, I don't know if she actually ordered the french fries because she did not bring in the receipt. They seriously decided, just give us the receipt, then we'll make it good. They told the mom. Mom's like, yeah, I'm going
with the
gun.
Simple. They're not even asking for the bag.
No, just bring us the receipt so we can make
it. You could have just taken the fries out of that bag, walked into the seat, and I'm pretty sure they would have just given you more fries.
That is absolutely the plan.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there. The title always gets have teams of talents and writers helping come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In entertainment news, a hero Los Angeles County fire captain thwarted a suspected looter as she attempted to steal an Emmy Award from the rubble of an L.A. home. And if you're wondering, it was an Emmy for Chicago Fire.
Be touching.
Yeah, I'll thank you.
Yeah, it was me.
No, right. Well done. Why would you steal an Emmy? Everyone's going to know that it is not yours.
You're right, but I don't know. Like, if you're already out there looting, you're just going to like, if I saw one.
Yeah,
I'd
you're take. Right. If I'm looting, yeah, right. That's not your goal. It's just there. Sure.
Right. How'd you get that Oscar? Don't ask. You want to see it?
Mm-hmm. You know I don't act fool.
Costco workers voted to authorize a nationwide strike. In response, Costco is threatening to replace them with Kirkland brand workers.
Fallon?
That is Fallon.
Costco workers have voted to authorize a nationwide strike. Yeah. In response, Costco has threatened to replace them with Kirkland brand workers.
Which is kind of weird. I always thought that was a good place. Thought everybody liked working there.
I don't know that the strike's about we don't like our conditions as opposed to we should get paid more.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right, you know what I mean? That's all.
A woman on TikTok recently freaked out when she went in for a milk and honey pedicure, and the pedicurist put International Delight's coffee creamer in her foot bath. I'd freak out, too. The only place you should get coffee creamer with foot water is the Port Authority Dunkin'.
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
Right again?
All right.
A woman on TikTok recently freaked out when she went for a milk and honey pedicure at a local nail salon, and the pedicurist added International Delight French Vanilla Coffee Creamer into the foot bath. I'd freak out, too. The only place you should get coffee creamer with foot water is the Port Authority Dunkin'.
Yeah. That's like, remember the old days you put a steak on your black eye?
Yeah.
Do you still cook that steak?
I would.
New study shows that drinking one alcoholic beverage a day can increase health risk. So make sure you have at least two.
Seth.
Yeah, you know that, Seth.
According to a new federal study, drinking just one alcoholic beverage a day could raise health risks. So make sure to have at least two.
Did you guys go back and find that Seth Meyers, that special I was telling you about?
Oh, no, I did not.
So if you have Peacock, I'm sure it's on there.
I got Peacock.
I do. I bought Peacock back in the day for different sporting events and whatnot, right? Like the Premier League generally is on Peacock. I want to say Paramount has like Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes you have those services you kind of forget.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, just because I have kids, I assume that's why I have them all. But with smart TVs, every time I turn it on, like my choices of all these streaming service, and some of them I've never heard of, right? I've heard of Paramount, I've heard of Peacock, right? But there's like three or four where I'm like, yeah, but are we paying for this? I don't even know what this is.
I will tell you, the smartest thing I've noticed with some of the streaming services, especially for NFL football, sometimes those games or even college football now will be on a streaming service.
Yeah.
You just got to invite the right people over, right? Like, I love my Xfinity, but I do have, you know, Peacock. I have a few other services.
Amazon's starting to pick up some NFL.
Right. So I was at a house and somebody was just like, oh my God, like, honey, I thought we had Peacock. So I was like, well, hang on. I'll just sign out of mine at my house and then sign in here.
Boom.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to get that around. So if you invite the right group of friends, basically you got to invite an American football nerd, a soccer nerd, and then, I don't know, like an MMA nerd.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Yeah, you should have
all the services
you need to watch whatever sport it is you want to watch. Obviously, I talk about it. Sports are some of my favorite things. So basically, critics are always talking about the best movies and shows of 2024.
Sure.
So people say, what about the people? So according to a new poll, America's favorite movie was the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown.
I've heard it's good. I haven't seen it. I don't have any particular urge to see it, but I think that if I watched it, I'd probably like it, if that makes sense.
Bob Dylan's a pretty interesting character.
For sure.
Especially, I mean, that time he's living in when he's writing those songs, you know, you're talking 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
A lot of turmoil in the country and stuff. So, like, I like Bob.
Thank God things have calmed down.
Yeah, yeah, something like that today. But I'm with you. I like Bob Dylan. I don't know.
I've listened to Bob Dylan.
I don't know that I hear Bob Dylan, if that makes sense.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Someone I appreciate for what he did, but I don't necessarily like his music.
Yeah, I'll get in there. I'm sure one day I'll be like, guys, have you heard this Dylan?
To be like your yacht rock thing.
Yeah.
He's got
some great tunes. He's got many different eras and genres.
He does.
You know, just got to pick the one you kind of like.
I still just love the fact that, right, he puts out All Along the Watchtower. Hendrix redoes it, and then he's just like, Jimmy, you crushed that, man. That's your song.
Mm-hmm. And I never realized what I was saying. Cool.
Yeah. Well, and that's my favorite story. At Clinton's inauguration, he was there performing, and we had good seats in the, like, one of the nights before, as my mom worked at the AFL, and that the lady doing all the signing just puts her hands up. Like, I don't know.
Oh, the sign language lady did not.
She just stopped.
Oh, no.
Like, on those giant pillars, she just went, I don't know.
I don't know what he's saying.
Right? So, I mean, I was still a kid. I was in grade school. And at that point, like, I'm sure it was annoying, but I remember just being like, to my mom and dad, like, I don't understand. Why do you like him if he's just, like, you can't understand him? And they're like, well, you could, and this and that. But, yeah, that's one of those things.
My Bob Dylan moment was at the Harley Davidson Music Festival in Baltimore at the Preakness.
All right.
So, I don't know why they did it this way, but the lineup in that order, it was mid-afternoon, was Billy Idol and then Bob Dylan. Not the right order as far as energy.
As far as energy goes, yeah.
You probably want to switch those.
You want to switch those.
Even though Bob Dylan is more
iconic. Gets to be the headliner.
Than Billy. You're following Billy Idol.
Right.
He's closing with Rebel Yell. So I'm watching this on the side of the stage because I'm going to bring out Bob Dylan. Now, the change takes about 15 minutes in between sets because they were moving people in and out of there, man, because it was probably 15 bands on the bill. So there wasn't a lot of time in between, which is unusual for those festivals. They're moving along pretty well. And so there's no Bob Dylan to be seen or anything like that. But the manager comes up. He's like, you the guy from radio, bring him Bob Dylan out. I'm like, yeah. And he goes, if you, for 1 minute, get out there and start doing your Bob Dylan impression, you're going to feel my hand on the back of your neck and I'm yanking your ass off this effing stage. But he did it with a British accent.
Of course.
You know? And I'm like, and I looked at him blankly. I'm like, because I was kind of half paying attention, like, What are you talking about? What'd you mean? If you go out there and do this, let's Bob Dylan. I'm like, I had no plan on doing that. He's like, well, it's happened before.
I say, you know what's happened so many times.
And I'm like, dude, I'm just going to go out there and go, hey, everybody, here's Bob Dylan.
That's all you have to say.
The crowd's going to be fine. But he still had that look on his face like, I don't trust you.
Watch it,
buddy. Yeah, I definitely would have thrown in, you know, it's like, who's ready for a storm of a hurricane?
Well, right. Jesus, what a terrible song that is as far as depressing.
I love that song. Well, I don't know that I've listened to the lyrics. I understand the theory that, or not theory, but the guy's in prison wrongly.
It's a history lesson on Reuben Carter, essentially. Yeah. But he walks up. He's five feet tall.
Right.
And he's got a snake skin coat on that goes all the way down. You couldn't even see him. He looked like
a python
ate a person.
Right.
Deadpool and Wolverine was second. A lot of people liked that one. And then the Wild Robot came in third.
Need to finish Deadpool Wolverine. Started like half of it, but my wife and daughter also wanted to see it. It was me and the son, and we were admonished for starting the movie without them. We haven't finished it yet. Because we were laughing our asses off already.
It is gory.
It is gore. Like I said, I waited years for my kid just to see Deadpool. Always wanted to see Deadpool. Deadpool seems cool. And some brother, when you hit a certain age, we'll do it. So we finally got past that. And actually, my daughter brought it up the other day. I can't remember what she wanted to watch. And I'm like, you know what, babe? You'll be fine. We can watch this. And she looks at me and goes, you're going to let me watch Deadpool. How much worse could it be? I go, that's actually kind of where I'm at on this.
The most watched movies last year, Beetlejuice, again, Deadpool and Wolverine, and then Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Okay.
On the TV side, these are people's favorite stuff, not the critics. Shogun was the most popular show. The Bear was a close second, and then Landman was third.
And that one's pretty new, as far as I understand.
Yeah, well, I think the Dylan one's pretty new, too. I think that only came out in, like...
December, maybe?
I would say November or December. So I was talking about getting on Peacock last night. So I watched, obviously it's unauthorized, but it was about Diddy.
Okay. Yeah, and I bet it is unauthorized.
Is this the one that's
the fall of Diddy or something?
You know, that's exactly what it was. Like, it was like Diddy, like the fall of a star.
Because I keep seeing the commercials for it. And every time I saw the commercial, I'm like, he obviously did not authorize it.
He didn't. And it kind of takes you through the story of him being a kid and growing up and this and that. And then there's also interviews with some of his friends. And, like, the one guy, they don't say where he is, but, like, he says, he's like, I guess I'm off the grid. But, like, he grew up with Diddy. He ends up joining the Army, comes back, working with him. And he just, I like his angle. He's like, look, I know Sean Combs.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know Puffy. I've never met Diddy. He's like, here's what I know, right? Sure. And he's talking about they worked together. And he said in the late 90s, it was getting crazy. So he left and kind of went out on his own, did his own thing. Obviously, there's got to be some fear of repercussions if you're living off the grid and have never talked to anybody about it. But, I mean, there's so many stories and everything. And I don't know. Like, again, it's clearly whatever happened is not good.
Mm-hmm.
But you also realize with, like with that dude, it's like once he leaves, what's it, Uptown Records or whatever, basically, the five of them that were Uptown Records, there's only two of them left. One of them's him. Like, then he gets to these other places, and he's got so much power. I mean, his one wife, I mean, basically, his business partner, the other guy that he's working with, he already has a child with her. They're together. And he just walks in and sees her, and it's like, I'm going to make her my wife. So you're just like, damn. You know, the other guy's like, dude, like, Sean, we have a kid together.
Right.
Like, we're still currently together. But, you know, like he said, there was so much money coming in, he kind of had to suck it up a little bit and be like, all right, I'll still work here and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, there's so many crazy stories. And then also, I've noticed there's a lot of people that put emphasis on, you know, when Diddy moved up to the Hamptons, started throwing that white party. Like, I had heard about it. Everybody heard it. It was, like, legendary. But there's even footage of him being like, all right, now some of you got to leave. And then there's, like, a third time where he's like, all right, now some of you really have to leave. So, I mean, it looks like it's setting up for this. And then, you know, there's all these confusing things of, like, obviously, you would hope that nobody's actually getting assaulted.
Right.
Or raped. But then it's also, it's like, how many of these people are there just because of his influence in that industry? And when he's doing A&R stuff, I mean, they literally, back in the day, they got to pick who's going to be the next star.
Right.
So, I mean, these people, male, female, didn't matter, would do a lot of stuff to be in the good company. I mean, we've seen it in Hollywood for years,
right?
Absolutely. And there's a reason the casting couch isn't just, like, a joke, right? There's a reason porn parodies it now, right? So that stuff, it's an interesting watch. I'll say that. It's far from uplifting. You're going to be kind of depressed about it. But, I mean, you know, it's like, what's the old saying, right? Absolute power, absolute corrupts. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you get these people with that much money. It's like his friend was saying, he's like, I don't know, man. I never seen that much money. It got too crazy for me. I got out. He's like, you have no idea, like, what happened, like, was he already some kind of sick and twisted person, or does having that much money make you that way?
Because you can, right?
I don't know. But, obviously, he has been such a massive part of just pop culture for the last 30 years. It's interesting watch. I would recommend it. There's some tough stuff in there. So, if you don't have that kind of stomach for it, I wouldn't watch it. Wouldn't watch it with the kids. But
no.
I would definitely check it out.
Okay.
I mean, it captivated me last night.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go as we head to the NHL, where a shot on goal gets an assist from nachos and cheese. Meanwhile, a woman in New Orleans calls an Uber, and the Shrekmobile gets her there with ease. A cat left on a plane lives the high-flying lifestyle on three different flights. A red-tailed hawk won't allow a driver to turn on their brights. And a man is falsely accused of masturbating on a bus. No one believes him. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, in our top story, we go down under, where there's a new frequent flyer. A couple moving from Christchurch, New Zealand to Melbourne, Australia, packed all of their belongings and got themselves a couple one-way flights to their new life. But when they got to the Melbourne airport, they found themselves in a predicament that plenty of others have found themselves in. Precious cargo that they were hauling with them did not make it to baggage claim. Which is annoying when they've misplaced a bag, but it's distressing when they've lost your 8-year-old cat. Turns out that a stowed wheelchair had blocked the view of crews to the feline, and she was just left on the plane for the return trip back to New Zealand. So that means that there's just wheelchairs that they have stowed down there for any such an occasion. Because that also, you know, that tells me that the wheelchair got left behind too.
Yeah.
Anywho, luckily communications were made, the cargo hold was heated for the cat to make her a little bit more comfortable, and the company handling the move prioritized her return, making it the third flight our little hero had taken within 24 hours. She arrived with a little weight loss, but otherwise she's doing totally fine.
Frequent flyer miles.
Good thing it was a Maine Coon and had that big coat.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. No kidding. And I didn't know that they, you know, turn on or off the heating in the cargo hold, as it were.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
Well, the good news is it's not that it matters because you're at 30,000 feet. But
The cat keeps moving its bottom jaw to pop its ears.
Cool. I can't imagine flying someplace, you know, all right, time to get started. We've got the rest of our stuff. All right, pack everybody up and away we go. And you get there and the first thing that you encounter, you're missing your pet.
Right.
Doggone it, man.
Guaranteed to ruin your trip.
And when you hear that she's in the air, oh, and by the way, it's not going to be another 7 hours before we get her back over, you're like, doggone it, guys. Come on.
I just hope the dog's having fun.
The dog without the cat being there?
Or the cat, sorry, I forgot, just animal. Like, whatever that pet is, I hope it's having fun somewhere.
Gets a free drink upgrade or free voucher there.
Yeah.
Running through the cart one more time.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now the cat's like all like uppity.
Right.
No. First class.
Put her in first class. There you go.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. In other news, a Honda in Massachusetts sporting a pretty badass new ornament for a hot minute. Doggone it, Mike. A woman was driving her car down the freeway when she suddenly found herself bracing for impact as a low-flying bird traveled right into her path to travel. She did hit the bird, but it was a little perplexed when she didn't see it reemerge. That's about the time that she noticed a wing flap up above the hood. She stopped the car and investigated, and sure enough, the red-tailed hawk that she had hit had launched itself into the grill of the car. Animal control was called, but the car needed to be taken to a local shop to properly and safely extract the hawk, which was taken to a veterinary hospital for evaluation before being released back into the wild.
Damn.
Yeah. I love those pictures, though. The hawk always looks like it's your fault.
Right.
Like you didn't just fly its ass in front of your car. Help me. We go to London, where we can see the impact of a false accusation. This story is terrible. A man was taken, has taken the local police to court over a mix-up. He argues that should have never happened. CCTV footage was released after a woman on a local bus complained that a fellow passenger pleasured himself onto her. The image was released, and our man was named as a lookalike of the suspect, and he was promptly arrested. He was in lockup for 7 hours before a senior officer came in, took one look at him, and knew immediately that they did not have their man. But as the story says, the damage was already done at that point. The man suffered ridicule, assaults. He actually had to go to the hospital because someone beat him so bad, being evicted from his home, and even being banned from his local favorite pub over the mix-up.
Wow, man.
He took the department to court and won a payout for damages and legal costs, which, when it's just 5,000 pounds, it kind of feels a little low.
It is, but in those countries, they have like a limit.
Sure.
How much you can take someone for.
And I understand
that. It does still
feel
low, though.
Right.
It's like it's character assassination. I got my ass beat because of this, and I did not do this.
And he said, look, the guy's got graying hair coming out of him. I've got rich, thick hair. This guy's fat. I'm skinny. I'm in a wheelchair, for doggone sake, I think he was.
Jeez.
He's like, I don't know how they didn't take one look at me and realize that I wasn't the guy. And this isn't just I shoplifted. This is I did something unspeakable to somebody on a bus here.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, get me out of this. Criminy.
That is not me, dude.
No, but just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to New Orleans for one of the best Uber modifications that we've seen. A young woman uploaded a video online showing she and her friends leaving the bar late at night and making the smart decision after a girl's night and calling an Uber. What came down the street to pick them up was a Dodge Grand Caravan, and they could tell that it was coming because it was blasting Smash Mouth's All-Star the entire way on its approach. When the ladies laid their eyes on their chariot, lovingly called the Shrek-mobile. The van is outfitted with decals of the movie characters, a private screening of the movies on personal screens in the back, plushies, digital lights, and an over-the-top Shrek theme all around. The group keeps the party going all the way home, commenting that it's impossible not to have fun watching this Uber drive. It was met with a flurry of positivity in the comment section. I took a look at the video. Yeah. That thing is badass.
What city was this?
This is in New Orleans.
All right,
so I think
this
is an older video because he was actually driving. You know, he was able to maneuver around the streets with a huddle of snow.
You ever see that meme that's like your Uber pulls up and it's just like a dude with long hair in a pickup truck and he just says, hell yeah. It's like, yeah, all right, I'm taking this Uber.
Hell okay. Yeah, why not?
Hell yeah.
Jump in there.
Mind if I crack one? Hell yeah.
The guy actually turned out, used to be a truck driver, and he just... When he retired, he just wanted to keep on driving, and he got in with Uber, and he said that when he got started, he and his wife would dress up as Shrek and Fiona.
Oh, good Lord.
And they would just drive people around, and after a while, he was like, no, I'm going to make the Shrek-mobile.
I mean, I'd request that guy if I could.
Hell yeah.
I bet he's busy.
My problem is, what if I'm not in the mood for the Shrek-mobile?
You're stuck with him.
I'm flying out to Greensboro, North Carolina to go to an auction. I'm tired. I've been up since 7:30 in the morning.
Perk you up.
And then
I'll
all
be
of
like,
sudden,
dude, thank you. I need this.
I see the Shrek-mobile roll up like... Guy, I just want to go to my hotel.
Right.
You're listening to I'm a Believer or whatever.
Right. Float in for a funeral.
Exactly.
Your
cat's been on a flight to and from New Zealand.
Right.
You don't even know if your cat's alive. All right, sweet Shrekmobile's here.
Thanks, bro. That was a good time. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by our fine folks at Sports On What. We go to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, where a goal is being disputed. In a hockey game between the Oilers and the Capitals, a goal was scored on the third period to bring the Oilers up to a narrow 3-2 score. They're breaking that tie there. But it was instantly disputed by the Capitals goalie, claiming that there was interference on the ice. Further review did find that a fan tossed something onto the ice that was in the area that the shot was taken in, but did not affect the goalie's ability to block the shot, other than a minor distraction. The goal was upheld, and Cruz quickly came out to clean up the tray of nachos that had been launched out onto the ice.
How bad were those nachos? there's a lot of things I'd pick up and throw.
They got cold,
Miles. I just walked it back, but I had the quote from the goalie, and he's just like, look. He's like, I could stop staring at the nachos on the ice.
Yeah,
now, I guess it's within hockey's rule, like soccer, to let the run of play finish.
Yeah.
But just like, he's like, there's nachos.
There's nachos on the doggone ice.
He probably was looking for a while just to see what it was.
Right.
What are you going to
identify it?
There was an NBA game this year where somebody threw a wing on the court.
Bam.
Come on, man. What are you going to watch tonight? You got college and pro basketball on, as well as some NHL hockey. If you'd like to find out where you can find those, I suggest that you download the app that is known as Sports On What. Check it out on there. They got all the sports that are on here locally and where you can find them. As far as your weather, the cold comes back tonight with some variable cloud cover and a low of 30 degrees. Tomorrow we can expect a mix of clouds and sun with a high right around 43. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Log on to that Odyssey app or Odyssey.com. Listen to lovely Jolene for your chance at 5K a day.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.